Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. The shepherds would have been well used to facing dangers in the desert. They were constantly threatened by wolves and other wild animals, but angels were a different matter. This was completely outside their experience, and they would have had no expectation of receiving such important heavenly news. Shepherds were widely despised. They were considered to be unreliable, and for that reason they were not allowed to give testimony in the law courts. Although it's likely that they were caring for sheep that would have been used for the temple sacrifices in Jerusalem, their way of life would have made it impossible for them to comply with the requirements of the law. They were, to put it bluntly, outsiders. Time and again, the Gospels show us how Jesus gave special attention to the people whom everybody else considered to be outsiders. Children, women, lepers, tax collectors, prostitutes, and foreigners were all given special attention by Jesus, and his harshest words of criticism were often directed at the religious people. So the fact that the shepherds were given front seats at the birth of Jesus is entirely appropriate. I wonder who would have been given the front seats in our own society if Jesus were born today. Perhaps the angels would have come to some homeless people or refugees or asylum seekers. What is certain is that Jesus would have gone out of his way to tell them that they were welcome into his kingdom. The church needs to ensure that it continues to reflect Jesus' radical welcome to every kind of person, whoever they are, and whatever their background. Let me ask you a question. Who do you think the angels might have come to in your own community? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your generous welcome to everyone. Help us to pass on that welcome to the people who live around us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.